To Under the Groomers with Jeremy Flynn and you talk.
Oh, and me. Hi, Julia Stanton.
It's another beautiful day under my wife's dog groomers in Bristol. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? We've actually seen quite a lot of each other this week. We're going to have nothing left to talk about.
Big week. We are going to be dry because we had two gigs together this week.
Two gigs, a lot of driving.
We went to Malvern on Wednesday. And we went to Cheddar on Thursday. So if you are...
The comedy hotspots of the UK.
Forget your New Yorks.
Yeah.
Forget your Liverpools.
We like to be outside of the major cities.
That's...
If possible.
I want to go where the real people are.
Yeah. And weren't we?
We were.
We certainly were.
Malvern was for charity.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah.
I need people to
you
know
want
that.
Big,
I'm a good guy.
Big clout for the charity
I was,
gig.
I mean, yeah. We got some money, but... But it's still, like, you know, probably...
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't big
bucks. It wasn't crazy. It was charitable.
And we got a little...
I'm more charitable than not these days in terms of my fees. Just some of them just
every
aren't for
charity.
Every gig
is a charity.
If that's what it feels like. A lot of them are net loss. went to Malvern. I didn't know what the charity was before we got there.
And they neither did I.
They did send an email.
Neither of us read it. But
didn't read the email.
Also... Kind of thank God we didn't.
Yeah, it was Sad Men, wasn't it? That was generally there.
It was a gig prescribed by a GP for Sad Men.
Yeah. Well, they told us just before we went on.
Yeah.
So I had sort of 10 minutes of stressing.
Quick shock of adrenaline and panic at how many times do I say I'm going to kill myself.
Do you know what I thought? Do you know what my first thought is? I'm not the most upbeat of cats. At the best of times. So yeah. I did have a quick thing and then I thought, well, it's too late to change it now. It's not like I've got anything else. So I just did it anyway. But it was nice.
They were up for it. They were really nice.
Actually, it did change my perception on it because I did think, like, if I was more depressed,
clinically,
if I was really depressed and I went to the doctor,
yeah,
and I'm like, look, my life's in the pan.
Yeah.
You got to help me here. If he slides two tickets to the Chuckle Hut back opposite, you know. Back to you. And he goes, have you considered lightening the fuck up?
That's a risky game.
I just think I might go, I know what you're trying to... I'm sure it's a good idea, but...
I was wondering whether there's like a level of prescription. So like the first level is like, have you tried watching The Mask?
Yeah.
That's not work. They've gone back.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to go for some live comedy.
Go live. Yeah,
you can't beat the real experience.
You've really got to see him live if you want to chair. Do you know who Jeremy Flynn and Julia Stanton are?
We did get quite a strange intro from the organizer.
Heavy chat at the start. That's a lot of the time at these charity gigs. I once did a charity gig for kids with dead parents.
Oof.
Orphans, I guess. Is that
that's
the term?
That's the official term.
Maybe they didn't have to lose both of them, but they came out and there was a video.
Ooh.
And it was so unbelievably bleak.
Before you went on?
I was opening.
Nice.
Or maybe I was emceeing. That's tough to get them chuckling after that, I tell you. You earn your money there. I don't think I did get paid for that one, but still. And this guy came out on Wednesday and sort of did quite a depressing 15-minute talk about...
About the state of male mental health. And it turns out, not good. It's not good.
It's not. And I just think... Why don't we just park that till after the show? Do that at the end.
At the end. Do it. Haven't we had a good time? Haven't you forgotten how sad you were? Isn't this great?
But don't forget why you're here.
Yeah.
You want to make some changes.
But I was actually referring to, before he brought us on, he was like, you know what? Forget about the Glee Club, Birmingham. Forget about Hot Water. We've got the real comics.
The real deal.
Yeah. We're also not doing that.
Yeah. These guys are kind of better than that in a way.
Yeah. They sort of don't have to do those big clubs.
Because it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He hyped us up, which I appreciate a hype man. It just came on the back of a 19-minute bit of let's talk about men's depression.
Yeah.
So, but it was fine. It was nice.
It was really nice.
It was nice. We chatted to some of the lads afterwards.
We did. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
So that is the good deed done for me for the year.
Check.
It's February. No, it's March now. But it was in February. And I think that's me done.
Yeah, me too.
Charity work. Put it on the CV. Finished. Thursday in Cheddar, broadly unremarkable, I would say.
One sourpuss.
Sourpuss
throughout. Called the MC insignificant within the first 3 minutes of him talking, I'd say.
That's cutting.
Isn't it?
Insignificant.
That would cut me to my core.
You'd think about it for a while.
Yeah.
We've all had mean things said to us on stage, but insignificant feels personal.
Yeah. I think she was at the wrong gig. She should have been at the Sad Man gig.
She was a Droopy Draws. I got her though. I got her once. Yeah. I got her chuckling by the end.
You did.
Yeah. Nonce stuff. Who'd
have thunk?
Who knew?
That's how universal a nonce joke is.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm your finger on the pulse.
You're my link to
the outside world.
The modern world outside of doing gigs or because I don't leave my house.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you just stay in this groomer's.
I'm living down here now.
Definitely.
I do want to try out that little dog bath up the steps.
Yeah. I hope I'm not here when you do.
We'll do a live show. We'll get everyone down underneath this groomers because there's probably enough room.
You probably fit.
Get 20 in there, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'll be in the
bath.
For
the Patreons.
Yeah.
Sudsing up.
Sorry. What's your big news?
So I was going through, what can we talk about this week? Mm. What's going on in the world? Mm. And obviously there's Trump. Do you know Trump?
I know all about that character.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave him for one side then. And obviously, like, the world burning and
I've heard about
that. To end.
I've heard about that. And I've heard about it because I see 8-second video on something and then I just go,
forget it.
Yeah.
So World War III, essentially, it sounds like is going to happen at some point.
True?
Yeah. If and when that happens, how do you feel about signing up?
I think I've got to be too old, surely.
I was talking to somebody way more intelligent than me the other day, and they were like, well, if we're going by World War II or World War I, mm-hmm. World War I was when it was conscription, wasn't it? I don't know. We're on the wrong podcast,
I have absolutely no idea.
It was 14 to 50.
50?
Yeah, so you're in there. You're in the danger zone.
50? Mm. No, I'd get out of it. I'd definitely get out of it somehow.
I'm
colorblind. I reckon that'd get me out of it.
I think that just means they wouldn't put you like in a plane or in charge of important stuff.
Nah, I reckon that'd get me out of it. I'd really ham it up as well.
I'd
be like, who said that? No, that's just blind. I'd get a note. I've been signed off work enough times in my life.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to war. If I can't sit in an office for 7 hours and look at emails, there's no way I'm fit to fight.
It'd be interesting to see in this day and age how that's going to go.
The amount of paperwork involved with the sick notes for war, that would just be an absolute logistical nightmare. I'd sit it out, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not volunteering?
I'm not volunteering.
What about entertaining the troops?
Hey.
There we go.
100%.
Entertainment officer.
I'd quite like to do that. There are gigs on army bases and stuff.
Yeah.
I reckon that'd be a laugh.
Yeah.
Me and the lads.
I can imagine you going up in front of a room full of army men and women.
Yeah. Yeah, they have women.
Soldiers, that's
right. Yeah, soldiers.
Do you think they get quite heckly?
Oh, yeah.
I imagine it's a rowdy crowd.
Got to be rowdy.
Yeah.
Got to be rowdy.
Was it Ukraine where there was something about the Wi-Fi? There was like a little pocket of Wi-Fi and it was like 12 hours of just constant porn.
Oh, what? They got 12 hours of Wi-Fi.
And that's how they chose to use it. Just
if you're at war.
Wanking away for 12 hours.
If you're at war, you got to think it's slim pickings. What else are you going to... You don't want to play Call of Duty. It's sort of a busman's holiday. So that's...
Yeah, good point.
So that is pretty much it. Yeah, respect.
Have you heard of a show called Apple Cider Vinegar?
Nope.
Okay, so this has just come out. It's a
but
true
that's
story.
That's very good for you.
It is.
I have heard
good
that.
Good for the gut.
So I do know some things.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're going to love this story.
Okay.
So it's a real story about a woman called Belle Gibson. Do you know? Have you heard of her?
Nope.
Okay, so she was a...
do you mean Mel Gibson? What's her name?
Belle Gibson.
Oh, okay.
And female.
Mel Gibson is an anagram of big melons.
Is it actually? Yeah.
See, I know things.
I feel like he would love that particularly.
Big melons, that's funny, isn't it?
That is funny. Melons is a... Melons we is, need to bring that
melons
back.
Melons is really funny.
What a great word.
Big melons.
For tits.
Yeah, really funny. One of my favourite Google
juicy
searches.
Juicy melons.
Big melons. Really nice. Sorry. So
Bell Gibson was an influencer who claimed to be healing her brain cancer with apple cider vinegar. Well, with healthy eating.
Sure.
And she created this app called The Whole Pantry, which Apple put on their watches because of the whole, like, oh, isn't it amazing? She's, like, curing her cancer through healthy eating. And then she got a load more cancers and everybody's like, oh, no.
She got a load more cancers?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a doctor. It's bad news. I'm afraid
I keep it quiet.
I'm afraid it's load more cancers.
You got loads more. And she had a book coming out with Penguin. And, like, she was a big deal. She was making a lot of money.
Sure.
But then came the shocking revelation that she never had cancer and it was all bollocks.
That is bad.
Yeah.
How did they find out?
Well, she never produced any like documentation or anything. Mm. None of the Apple, Penguin Roundhouse, nobody was like, do you want to prove it?
I guess it's the kind of thing that if someone says that they've got it, I guess it's hard to go, bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah. People who were like friends with her and stuff were like, she seems to be fine.
She's
like,
out kicking back.
She's not going to the doctors much. She's
going skateboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, obviously I do healthy eating. I'm all about healthy eating. Mm. But then she'd be knocking back the shots at the weekend. And then her friends started to be like, is this legit?
What a racket.
Yeah. And then she got obviously publicly shamed. And then after this all came out, she did a very famous interview with the Australian Panorama. It was kind of like the Prince Andrew.
I'm trying not to say Panorama like that. That's all I want to do. Sorry, carry on.
Well, it's actually called 60 Minutes. Do you want to give that a go?
No, it's not as funny. Panorama is a fun word to say.
Yes, and she basically just shits the bed in this interview. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The interviewer kind of just tears her to shreds.
Has she already been outed by the time of the interview?
She got paid 70 grand to do the interview.
I was going to say, because you think, we've all been caught in a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, not that big, for sure. But you think, if I got caught telling, got to be up there with some of the worst lies to be told.
Yeah.
Someone goes, do you want to do an hour-long interview about...
Do you want to be crucified publicly on TV?
What's the money? I think, maybe 70 grand, I probably would.
So she was prosecuted and the punishment was that she needed to pay back $400,000 or something. Which
that's 70 grand from the interviews. Just that's gone like that.
Well, it's not because she just didn't pay it. So then she was getting hounded by paparazzi and people being like... Why aren't you paying the fee? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She was just like in her big sunglasses, just like ignoring them, living her life, having the best time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she randomly pops up on a YouTube video pretending to be part of an African community.
Okay.
She's a white woman with no connections to the African community.
When you say pretending, is there any makeup involved? How far's the pretending going?
Clothing alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she's putting on something of an accent.
Here we go. I like this. I'm warming to her. That's funny.
I did think before, I was like, should I tell Jez this story? Because I'm not sure it's going to come out the way that...
I like the cut of her jib so far. She's rolling the dice. She's taking risks out there.
She got some moxie. So that might be worth a watch.
So the documentary is called...
Oh, it's not. It's a... What's the opposite of documentary?
A dramatization.
Yes, it's a dramatization. Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
I like a good grift.
I love a scam.
Yeah. Do you remember the one about the... I don't think this was... I don't think this was really a scam. This couple adopted this kid.
Yeah.
And then it turned out it wasn't a kid. It was a little person.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about it. And she got busted because she was doing a pretty good job.
How did she get
busted? Pubes.
That'll do it. That'll do it. You've got to. You've got. If you're going to do it, commit to the bit.
I read the thing and it was like
get rid of the
doctor
pubes.
Started to notice she had old fractures in her arm or something that had been healed longer than she was meant to be alive.
Never the mind that they caught her out the back with a fagging around.
Driving. going to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how they got her.
Talking about men who fucked her over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, rookie. Rookie error. If you kind of pretend to be a child. Yeah, that's sort of all the information I took away from that.
Yeah.
But I still think about it a lot. Every time I see a kid, I think, you never know.
As long as you're not going around checking, then we're fine.
That's the one, yeah. You can't do that. No. Again, a bit like that woman who had cancer. Very hard to...
Very hard.
If someone says they're a kid...
Should have checked her pubes.
Very hard to say... Prove it.
She's done the bald head. Has she committed? Yeah.
You could be one of the world's great pube detectives. Well, we've been an educational week. Good to learn.
Did you watch that documentary about the guy who his like aim in life is to have loads and loads of kids, and he was like giving out his sperm left, right, and centre.
Giving it out. How is he giving it out?
Just handing it out.
Care for some sperm?
Yeah.
No.
He was traveling all around the world and he was signing up to sperm banks.
Sure.
Depositing.
Of course.
And then moving on to others. But he was also direct messaging people who were part of websites where they're like, we're really struggling to have a kid. And so then he would direct message them being like, I got some sperm you can have.
Yeah.
And then they would be like, okay, cool. Can I have your sperm? And then he'd give it to them.
How?
In a pot.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Does that work?
Well, it did because there are hundreds, it turns out, of kids.
Really?
Who all look just like him. And there's a law where you can only deposit a certain number of times in a certain number of banks, because otherwise the children might meet and then...
Of course, it's bad for...
Bad for the genes.
Bad for society.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of six-fingered kids running around.
So he's just out there busting.
When he's about to get in hot water, he goes to a different country, finds a new bank, opens an account and starts depositing.
To what end?
Because he's one of these fucking Andrew Tate twats who's like,
got it,
must procreate, like must have as many children as possible.
You have to pay for them. Do they come for child
I think
support?
Once there must be some rule where once
can't
you're
ask for child support
if you're donating, if you're taking a donation, you can't then be like,
just feels like a lot of effort. That's all.
So
I think
much effort.
Like,
I think that with a lot of these internet people who are like have mad theories and like they're always living in the woods.
Just chill out.
And like, do you know how good sofas are?
Yeah.
Go home.
We traveling abroad to hit up another sperm bank. I mean, we've all, you know, enjoyed our own company in our life. You know, we've all enjoyed the pleasure of our own company.
Sure.
And I'll admit, afterwards, you don't feel fantastic.
No.
But do you think when he's flown to another country to fill up another sperm bank, do you reckon at any point he's going, the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
It feels like a mad thing to be
I
doing.
Think he might be mad.
Sure.
And so the feeling of doing something mad just doubles down.
I guess with the lunatics.
Yeah.
There's minimal self-reflection.
No. And that is the problem.
That's the problem.
On the whole. I'd argue you maybe have too much self-reflection, them not enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's got to be a sweet middle ground.
Sweet spot, yeah.
Well, at least I'm not out siring as many children. To be honest with you, I see people with four. And
that's
I think,
too many.
And I think,
in this economy,
you're a fucking
come on.
Idiot.
Yeah.
I think you should be illegal to have.
Do you think? What policy would you...
Two max.
Two.
And chill out. And then after that...
Two, get the snip. Mandatory snips.
In my world.
Snips for all.
It's Snipsville after two. And that could be with however many.
What do you mean?
Like.
However many women?
Yeah.
Oh, so the men can have as many.
No. Quite the opposite.
I thought you were saying two.
No. Once,
two
a, fella, once a fella's had two.
Had two.
Nuts off.
Nuts. The no whole thing.
No more shagging. That's it. That's it.
Eunuchs all round.
It's a tough rule.
Yeah. I
in my world, but I think it's fair. You got to really want it.
I'd like to see that.
You got to really want it.
What, to be able to have one after the nuts are gone?
Yeah.
You got to really want it.
Got to dig deep for that. You got to really dig deep for that one. I mean, I think more than two, you're a lunatic.
Yeah. I just think one, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine it.
And then you get a lot of only children who tend to be quite annoying people.
Yeah.
Haven't had like all their sort of bad traits bullied out of them by a sibling. saw it was the Brit Awards last night.
Was it?
Yeah. Yep. And I think for the first time ever, I don't think I
knew any.
I don't think I knew a single.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I saw there was someone on it who their name was like letters.
Scissor?
No, it just looked like loads of letters.
Not SZA.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Maybe that's what it was. Were they on it? Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it.
You're the finger on the pulse. You should be watching the
Brits. Know, I didn't realise it was the
Brits. You're meant to be
I'm too excited for the Oscars tonight.
Is that tonight, is it?
It is.
Who are the big hitters?
Okay, big hitters. We've got Chalamet.
Oh, love that.
We've got...
I know him. He's one of the... He's one
personally?
Yeah, we're tight. TC, I call him, like Top Cat.
Yeah. Like Top Cat, a reference he definitely does not get.
Yeah. I call you TC like Top Cat. He's like, what? I was like, it was a cartoon in the 70s. TC, I know him because although I don't have my finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
Some people make it out into the wider atmosphere.
He's definitely broken
and
through.
Chalamet is now sort of old men like me will know a Chalamet. I saw Dune as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. Of course you did.
And I thought, who is that beautiful lady? No Chalamet. So what's he up for?
It's really hard to fancy Chalamet. As a woman in her mid-30s. Okay. It's hard to fancy Chalamet when there is a shot of him from the back. Because
his ass?
Yeah, he's got a really tiny, very delicate...
Body? Does he?
Yeah.
Have you seen his ass? What's he get his ass out in?
What's the one he's up for now? The Bob Dylan one.
Oh, okay. Or like a biopic.
Is his ass in that? Yeah. But I was thinking in June was actually the one where I thought he's not, you don't see it naked, but you do see he's wearing like a very tight,
skin tight outfit.
And there's a silhouette from the back. You don't see the hog. I don't think he's of hog age yet.
How old is he?
He's like, I don't know, late 20s.
He's got a hog.
Oh, he's got one. It's come in.
Oh, you mean like you're getting it out?
But I mean,
do they wait till they're older?
I think so. Although he was in Call Me By Your Name. Did he get his hog out in that? I don't think so.
Radcliffe got it out.
He did. On stage, no less.
Yeah.
Do you think it must be decent?
You ain't doing it if it ain't. I'm telling you. You ain't doing it if it ain't decent.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
It's like, you know.
Which you wouldn't expect from him because he's quite a little man, isn't he?
Sometimes those are the surprises.
The biggest surprises.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't doing it.
Yeah.
So no sign of the hog, but he's got a bad body.
Yeah, it's just, but his whole body is so delicate.
Yeah.
But from the front, his face is so beautiful. It's very easy to fancy from the front. From the back, you really have to question what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
really like, ooh, I should be arrested for this.
So if you were
going to
take him on,
it'd be front ways.
You wouldn't want to peg him, essentially.
No, not for me.
Good on you.
Not for me.
So he's
who
up
else
for...
is that? Adrian Brody.
I know him.
For The Brutalist. Bit of controversy there, though, because they used AI to perfect his Hungarian accent. So there's a lot of, like, should he even be nominated? Because it wasn't really his performance.
Wow. He's doing it.
I mean, he's doing a lot of the faces. He's doing all the faces, isn't he?
Used AI. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And it is good. It's a great accent, to be fair. I mean, obviously, I couldn't pick out a Hungarian accent in a...
Yeah, I use AI to perfect my Australian accent, yeah.
You can hear it.
You probably thought earlier when I said panorama.
Yeah.
You thought, I say it, that's got to be AI.
The whole budget for this podcast has gone into that.
That's got to be AI.
Those two impressions.
I know Adrian Brody. He's from the past, though, isn't he? He's from, like...
The Pianist?
When we were young.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been going a while. Mm-hmm. So Kieran Culkin is probably going to win Best Supporting for Real Pain. Yeah, have you seen his speeches? Yeah, he's been winning everything else.
Oh, okay.
And he always does a kooky speech where he's like, "Oh, I'm so unprepared," and then he's basically emceeing the night.
Sure.
He comes up he's like, "Look at this room. Oh, it's nuts, isn't it? Oh, look
stuff.
At this.
Embarrassing.
Look at this microphone. This is heavy, isn't it?
The material, get out."
Yeah, exactly. Say your thank yous
Stop
and fuck
it. Yeah. Do you stay up for the Oscars?
No, I just watch the highlights. Yeah. I'm not a purist.
Yeah. I watched that Tenet on the BAFTAs.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. He's cracking some of the absolute shittest gags I've ever heard in my life.
Do you think he's written them?
No, they must have someone. I wanted to know. I thought, who's written them?
Yeah, who's responsible?
Stunk. It was stinkers.
Yeah, but it must be hard to write for that because there must be so many restrictions.
It has to be like
it must be so watered down.
And people were crushing. He was crushing.
Half of it's got to be like awkward. Also, they're all being filmed, so nobody wants to be like.
Do you know what?
I was on the front row of your special being filmed, and I felt the pressure. Fuck it out.
Do you know what? I was just thinking, the one thing I would not like is if I'm at a gig. And especially if I've been on and I'm feeling cocky, the one thing I wouldn't want is someone else being on and me being filmed, like rolling my eyes, turning to the person next to me going, this guy's shit. I think this guy's shit. That's what I'd be doing.
To be honest, I'm surprised that given the number of cameras that you get now in popping up in comedy clubs, I'm surprised you haven't been caught yet.
You have to be careful. My eye rolling. My eye rolling when other people are on.
It's the more tongue out farting noise that is famous for.
That is fun. But you know, it's tough. I'm only joking, you know. People are trying their best up there, but some people are absolute guffins.
Stinkers.
I haven't given with a stinker for a while, to be fair. Camera's off now. Wink, wink. I think everyone I've gigged with this year has been good.
Wow.
I haven't done that much this year.
I'm gonna throw some names at you.
Oh, okay. What, like famous people?
I'm gonna guess you don't know who they are.
Oh, that's a
because
fun game.
Of the field that they work in. Uh-oh. And if you do, it will be.
Am I gonna get in trouble?
Yeah, I think you might.
Is this a sting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lily Phillips, not the comedian.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's a stand-up.
Yeah, not the stand-up.
Oh no.
Bonnie Blue.
Well, I know about her.
Oh, yeah.
Because she
you
is.
You stood in a really long queue waiting
she,
for
her. Yeah, she never turned up. she's the one that piped 1,000 guys.
1,057.
57?
Yeah. Oof. You wouldn't. 1,001, fine, break the record, whatever.
Why
are you doing another 57?
Was 1,000 the record?
So, her and Lily Phillips, it seems.
Not the stand up.
Not the stand up. Mm. They're both essentially doing the same thing where... I know what it is. Shagging.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to break records. So firstly, it was Lily Phillips who did 100 men in a day. And there was a documentary about her. Did you see any of that?
Nope.
It's really... I haven't watched a documentary. I've seen clips
of it.
You
always think those things are going to be
sad.
A big laugh. Like when Louis Theroux goes to meet the porn stars and it's all, ha, 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 porn.
Yeah.
And then you see them with their fucking dead eyes and you're like, this isn't funny.
Yeah. And then at the end,
don't ruin
like
the magic for me.
Half of them killed themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It really, really leaves a sour taste in your mouth when you're trying to watch porn.
So she did 101 in a day.
That's just like a classic, like.
And then.
I mean, if you're doing 1,057, 101 doesn't even feel like.
Well, and then then she went up to 300. And then she did 1,000. That was her training for 1,000. Mm. And I think before she did the 1,000, Bonnie Blue pipped her to the post and did 1,057.
Great use of pip to the post. I pipped you to the post when I slept with 1,000 guys.
Yeah. How do you think Lily Phillips is going to one up Bonnie Blue on the 1,000 men in a day?
1,057.
Oh, sorry, 1,057 in a day.
Your instinct to say 1,058. Mm. I mean, I guess they're all dressed as clowns or something. Like, that's just where
make it sadder.
Yeah, that's where. Yeah. It could be a laugh. They all come in one of them little cars, coming out one by one.
That's good stuff.
You think I'm into that? I mean, I'm not into
that'd
you know,
be funny too.
Clown stuff.
Yeah, we're really getting a window into your. Predilection.
Wear the big shoes. But, you know, you think, because it would get boring after a while. You think you'd want something.
Oh, I think each of these men who came to the party were spicing it up.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, I think they came with their own, like, mental...
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Issues.
Yeah, you're not in a great place.
I don't think it was like 1,000 gentlemen walking through and treating her like a lady.
If you were top 10, you'd probably think, well, this isn't too bad. If you got in like...
Apparently one guy insisted on being on the for the 101, insisted on being 100, number 100, and then they had to like hide the 101st man because the guy thought he was going to be the last one and was going to kick off if he wasn't the last one. Why would you want to be the last one?
You feel like he's got that all ends up. He's gone topsy turvy on it.
Yeah.
How do they decide the running order?
I don't know.
Some sort of
I wasn't part of the
deli system. Goodness me. So how did she top the this? I mean, it's all
she chose a different entrance.
Christ.
Yeah.
All of them.
Jeez
whiz. Christ alive. I mean, risk is putting too fine a point on it, you think. Again, sometimes when I get in bed at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
You lie there and you can't sleep.
Take the big shoes off.
You think, yeah, take my big shoes, take the red nose off. You think, you know, what am I doing with my life? Sometimes when you have a bad gig, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
If you've had 1,058 men up the ass, you think
there's nothing left.
You think you got to go, is this the plan?
You'd think that's leaving you with some kind of long lasting.
Have you ever stood on a stage and quite a depressing gig, sort of dying on your ass?
Oh yeah.
And you're in like a room in a pub in the corner,
yeah.
And you're not getting anything, and you've driven miles to be there. Mm. And you have that moment where you can sort of see yourself doing it and you're like...
Out-of-body experience.
How have I ended up here doing this right now?
Yeah.
Having such a terrible time with all of these pricks, stony-faced, looking at me like I'm a mug.
Yeah.
And I feel inferior to them, which I am.
Yeah.
And then you get back in the car and you drive home and you think, what am I doing with my life?
What was it all for?
And you think, well, I haven't had 1,058 men up my ass in a day.
The difference being, both of those women are millionaires as a result of taking 1,000 men.
Millionaires?
Yeah.
What do they pay?
Because they're big OnlyFans people.
I thought the lads were paying.
I think some of them might. I think there's some chat about whether or not they paid to be a part of it. But also, no, they are paying in a way because they're probably subscribers to her OnlyFans, because then that's how they find out, I guess, where to go.
Sure, you probably have
where
to.
Where the queue
probably,
starts.
Yeah,
so,
where to get the ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't buy a ticket, you don't win the lottery.
So they're paying by, you know, via the subscription.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Well, it truly is a horrific world
we live in.
Would you do an OnlyFans?
No, I would for my feet. I'd do feet pictures because I think I have no particular, like, I don't feel insecure about my feet.
Sure. You don't feel like it's going to take a bit of your soul.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
And
what
I've
if they asked you to, like, walk in jelly
fine.
Or something? Fine.
Don't mind it.
Here we go.
I wouldn't mind
I'll tell
that.
Tell you what, I'll take a cut.
Yeah.
I'll get the jelly.
All right.
We'll do it on the. If you sign up to the Patreon
of
this, then Jules will send you a picture of her feet.
I see videos though of girls who are like at the gym and they run on the treadmill and they take their socks off, put them in like a Ziploc bag and send them off for 500 quid.
I tell you.
Dream. That's the dream.
Again.
Just paying your rent with one pair of socks.
You've missed all the main good points. You've gone like, there's a lovely woman, top, great, face lovely. You're working all the way down. And you've gone that bit for me.
Maybe what they're actually doing is they're working from the bottom and they love women so much.
They're starting
they haven't made it up to the
wait to the
tits.
Wait till they see their tits.
They've gone, whoa, these feet are incredible.
Do you like feet? Wait till you see tits. You're going to lose your fucking mind. Well, we've solved that. We've solved that little problem.
You're going to ruin an entire industry and a whole...
Yeah, you never guess what. My foot OnlyFans have been shut down because they all found out about tits from the Under the Groomers podcast.
So one last point on Bonnie Blue. She, obviously, now they've done the 1,000.
Sure.
You'd think that's got to be the limit in terms of numbers.
Got to hang the old rubber ring up at some point, haven't you? Because this is the problem, you know, if you're always trying to one-up each other.
Exactly.
Something's got... I mean, I'm thinking logistically from a time point of view. They must be pushing the time constraints as well.
Yeah.
So what's she doing now?
So she has previously talked about the fact that she likes bringing fathers and sons together.
Oh. Can't imagine this is going in a good direction.
And she has said that she's entertained both father and son at the same time.
Holy hell.
Now she wants to continue that in a philanthropic way.
Very nice.
So she often will go to like America for spring break and like hunt down virgins and have sex with them.
You don't have to go that far. Is she English?
Yeah.
Look outside. Go to a comedy club.
Yeah. Stand need, at the back.
Yeah, you don't need to go to spring break. Go into any green room in the country.
Yeah, so I think she does also go to like freshers events and stuff. Anyway, what she's going to do is she's going to go to America and she's like, I've noticed that college in America is very expensive. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to sleep with a bunch of guys in college. Mm-hmm. And the one who gives me the best orgasm, oof, I'm going to pay for his college tuition, which depending on the school you're going to can be like 50 grand a year.
Wow.
Like it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then, so she's like, so that'll make the dad happy because he won't have to pay for it. And then I'm also going to do the same, pay for the tuition of the smallest dick.
Okay.
So.
Now we're talking. Does she clear debts? Does she pay off credit?
Someone's dusting off his UCAS.
Yeah, hold on. Does she pay off credit card bills out of curiosity?
I mean...
I've got an idea. Yeah.
Who else? So you're just hoping that she leaves the 18-year-olds alone and moves into the 40-plus category to pay off student loans.
World's smallest penis. Pay off the credit card bill. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, maybe it's worth sending in a letter.
It's an idea. So the current record as it stands is what?
Well, I made some notes. Her plan was to do it.
She made notes. But yeah, I'm working. Yeah, I'm just making notes for the podcast, actually. So 1,058 brackets, but up the arse.
That is literally one of the notes.
I'm glad you're doing your research for the podcast.
So Lily Phillips now wants to do a skydive.
Oh, well, that seems okay. Yeah, great. I'm glad she's turning her back on
it. How do you think she's going to spice up the skydive?
Oh, the arse again. Parachute up the arse.
The parachute comes out of her ass.
Yeah.
She's going down ass up.
Yeah. In the buff, I guess.
She's got to also be doing something.
So she's not in the buff?
She might be in the buff, I don't know. But she wants to also be giving a blowjob at the same time.
So much effort.
Yeah. I'd find it appeal to me.
I think I'd find it hard to concentrate. If I knew the earth was hurtling towards me.
On which side? Hers or the guy?
Either.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be hard to perform.
I think logistically, that's a nightmare.
Logistically, sure. But I just couldn't help but think, how long is this going to take? Because I want to open this parachute.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's an element of risk. Because do you do it after? Or if she's still going?
Halfway through, take her head off.
If you timed it right.
Oh, ground's coming quick. Oh, it's been quite a blue episode.
Quite a
blue episode. Good job we decided we were going to clean the podcast up. So it was, yeah
hey, that's what's happening on the internet.
Yeah, those are the big news.
That's
stories
big news stories.
I like that at the start of it you were like, do you know about Donald Trump? Oh, the third world war's kicking off. All right, no, forget that. This woman's done out the arse 1,000 times in a day.
Do you know that Trump has brought back plastic straws?
Good on him. Here we go.
I knew you'd like
I'm
that.
Back on board.
I knew you'd be
I'm
on
back
board.
On board.
That. It's because
in this country.
No.
Come on. Get him back.
He signed an executive order because obviously they were banned because of it.
I'm big into that.
Yeah. He said as he was signing it in his big fucking felt tip pen.
Hey, what's your language?
He goes, we've put up with these paper straws long enough.
My guy's having a strawberry milkshake at McDonald's just like me. He's like, it is absolute chaos.
They break, they explode, they melt.
I've got my own like reusable straw.
And it's plastic.
Yeah, but it's like,
why do you get a metal one?
Because I don't
you
like
don't have the tinny.
I don't want milkshake through a metal thing. It tastes funny.
Okay. Yeah.
But then paper ones. I mean,
yeah.
Just give me a spoon. But
also, what adult needs a straw?
Well, if you're having a milkshake at McDonald's.
Why are you having a milkshake? Grow up, you're 40.
We're a terrible world out there. If you can't have a milkshake, what's the point? You got to have some joys in life.
Well.
I'm glad I want plastic straws back.
Yeah, I thought you'd be a fan of that.
Yeah. I mean, I do care about the environment.
Sure.
But I just think, like, we just got to draw the line somewhere. It shouldn't affect me in any way. No, it should. But like, all right, that's like my other system. What if we all had a certain amount? It's like the same with children.
Certain
amount of straws a year.
You could have all my straws. I don't think I've used a straw.
Then your friends.
Barter, like cigarettes in prison.
Be like ciggies in prison.
How much would you pay? So it's getting to.
Oh, make us pay for it.
It's August. You've run out.
Yeah.
It's been a hot summer.
You've
rinsed those milkshakes.
Yeah.
And you've run out. How much would you pay me for one of mine?
I mean, no more than £1.
Really?
Of course. I mean, it'd be
I think by November, you're getting pretty thirsty.
McDonald's has already gone through the roof. It's already getting silly.
How much is a milkshake putting you back?
Do you know what? If you bought it by itself, it's a lot. It's a few quid, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's a lot. The first time I gave up drinking, I got big into the milkshake.
I remember. Yeah. We stopped off at a services once on the way back from a gig.
Yeah.
And you got a self-service milkshake.
That was class. I remember that. They had a milkshake machine in the
WH service. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the milkshake phase was not a good time for me. It was, early in my sobriety.
What phase are you in now?
Well, I'm in the phase where I got on 4 stone by drinking 20 milkshakes a week and then started drinking again.
So, first person ever to lose weight whilst drinking.
Yeah, another flawed system.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm back on the booze now, so I'm shedding the pounds. I'm not having 20,000 calories a week in strawberry milkshake.
Yeah.
Could go a milkshake, actually. Great. Well, this is Under the Groomers. Please, I don't know, do you subscribe? Subscribe
just
to it.
Tell
people. That would be good because we're not good at promoting.
No.
And then I won't have to sort of post about it on the internet. Which
so we won't have to do any further work.
Which would be fantastic for me. Yeah. Any hot gigs this week?
No. I mean, there's gigs, but I don't know if any of them are hot.
No hot gigs this week. No, I'm going to Norwich next weekend with George Lewis.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be really fun. Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be nice. Like the show on the internet.
Are we going to have do we have an internet presence?
No. Oh, we've got an email address that I don't know what it is. I think it's underthegroomers@gmail.com. Yeah, that's good. That's a good point, Jules.
What can they send us?
So
foot pics.
Yeah, send pictures.
Send requests for foot pics and I'll send you some of my feet
For a fee, yeah. We're cutting out OnlyFans. We're keeping all the money. Send money in an envelope.
Yeah.
No, that is a good point. So the email address is underthegroomers@gmail.com. So Jackie, who we sometimes record with, he's our advice. If you've got any questions about life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any interesting news stories, do my job for me too.
Yeah,
that would
be good. If there's anything going on in sort of popular culture that I could do with knowing about.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot this week. I've learned a lot this week. I genuinely did not know about 1,000 Men Up the Ass. I'll think about that for a while.
I bet you will.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. That's the big takeaway.
We'll have a classier episode next time. We'll talk about the Oscars or something.
We'll talk about something highbrow.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.